Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask Bert, is it dark there? Jason and I were mentioning that it's dark in California. And a couple weeks ago, it wasn't dark at this time of the morning. Bert, are you in the dark?
We are in the dark, Vince. And it's there's a few creeks of sunlight coming up. We had some parts of California had rain, so our rainy season's just beginning. Just a little bit here where I am, but yeah, the first creaks of the sun just coming through. And
Bert, I was thinking about it being dark in your drive to work.
Yeah,
early
yeah.
this morning, and I was thinking,
we have technology here, though, so. So on the car, they actually have these light bulbs, and they got lenses, so it's pretty cool. So they can, you know, shine. And not only that, they have a little bit of artificial intelligence. So they'll go on a brighter light. We call them brights here if it doesn't detect any cars oncoming. And then if it detects the car, again, it's using a primitive form of AI, it'll go down to regular light. So we do have some technology here on the West Coast to allow driving when it in your vehicle, Vince, when it's dark. I don't know if you know the tractors and trucks you guys have there have that capability.
No, actually they don't. Ours are so old, Bert. Our equipment, our tractors have headlights.
They have lamps, though, right? Kerosene lamps in the front.
Well, not anymore. Oh. The problem was they would blow out at, you know, 2 miles an hour. But no, seriously, we do have headlights on our tractors, but it's up to the operator to decide for himself whether he wants the high beams, meaning aiming higher up, or the low beams, and aiming lower down toward the road.
Yeah.
We have to make that decision on our own. We don't have any help. And I was wondering, as you were saying this, what happens if, you know, it's illegal to run your high beams in the eyes of oncoming cars. So what happens if the artificial intelligence can't figure out whether it's bright enough or not, and California Highway Patrol pulls over a vehicle and says to the driver or the operator, you were brighting oncoming traffic. And then the driver could say, I wasn't. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. It's AI. Who gets the ticket?
The car gets the ticket, Vince. That's common sense. They give it to the vehicle. It goes to the vehicle. So, Vince, I know there's sadness in the Middle East. There's plenty of other places to talk about it. Let's just say our hearts are for all the tragedy and murder of there's no excuse for killing innocent people, and just say our hearts are with the people of Israel. But
our hearts are with everybody. Our hearts are with everybody, at least mine. And
I don't want to be misinterpreted as some people say that, and I don't want that to be misinterpreted to in any way have any sympathy for butchers that'll kill women and children in cold blood.
Including Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, Joseph Stalin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince, we talk about things that a lot of media doesn't go into. And there's some people are calling this the biggest scam in aviation history. Since a company is supplying fake airline parts to the airlines for, I mean, sometimes it's nothing more than nuts and bolts. Sometimes it's turbines. And, well, Vince, they hoaxed a whole bunch of airplane maintenance companies and to take these parts, and they were counterfeit knockoffs on, you know, in when you look at how to get a part certified to be used in an aircraft, there's a procedure. So they were faking all that. And Vince, they put their office right next door to Buckingham Palace in England, but of course it was a fake office. And it turns out the company was called AOG Technics, and they supplied parts being used in at least 126 aircraft engines in planes, primarily operated by United and Delta. Now, we're not telling class don't fly United and Delta, but apparently those were the two airlines that got the most of these bogus parts from this bogus airline. And Vince, this has been going on since 2015. So it didn't just happen. It's just been caught, though. And I'm looking at a picture of counterfeit parts going into an Airbus A320 wing. But wings are bad enough, but some of these are going into airlines. So Vince, I don't know why it took so long, you know, to find this. I mean, the parts work, but because they're not certified, you know, normally what they do is they test these parts under stress. A few of them will get wasted and under heat and stress to make sure that they can't be crushed or broken, and then they get certified. Well, they didn't do that because that's an expensive process. So, Vince, I don't know why it took so long, but these guys have gotten caught, and, you know, who knows if this is caught. You know, we've had a lot of near misses in aviation lately. Who knows if this is related to any of that. But the story just came out earlier this month, a few days ago, and, well, there's so much else going on. Nobody's talking about it.
Well, we are. And I've mentioned something like this, Bert, in the past. And let me put an exclamation point on it. So in farm equipment, we have tractors that have an output shaft on the back. There's lift arms that will lift an implement, two lift arms. And right between the two lift arms is what's called a PTO, power takeoff. So this is a clutch-driven device. It's a shaft, and you can put a tumbler bar on that, and you can attach a hay mower, you can attach a tedder, you can attach a baler, you can attach a generator. It's just a shaft that spins. So if you've got a shaft that spins and you can control whether that spins or not with a clutch that's either on or off, you can do a lot of neat things with your tractor engine and you know, just even stationary. You can have a Lou Cassidy has a generator that's it's PTO driven, so it's a 330-pound generator, and there's a shaft that goes to the back of his tractor. He starts up his tractor and runs his PTO shaft, and it turns the generator, and the generator generates electricity. So he can use his tractor to run a generator without having a separate battery for a generator and a separate engine for the generator. He can use the tractor he already has, and he can run it on diesel. We have the same kind of generator here, same exact make and model. And so where I'm going with this is there's a safety on many of these PTO-driven machines, and it's called a shear bolt, shear, S-H-E-A-R. And what happens is you have two plates that are together that are held together with one bolt on the outer circumference of the two mating plates. And the idea is if too much torque is applied to that PTO shaft, the shear bolt will shear in half and prevent a catastrophic or dangerous situation. Well, The shear bolts are typically a quarter-inch bolt, maybe 2 inches long. And all you do is you buy bolts, and you put them in there, and if there's an over-torque condition, like when you're bailing and the bail gets too big, either the bailer gets damaged, or if you have a shear bolt, the shear bolt will break to prevent the bailer from having, you know, thousands of dollars worth of damage done to it. Well, the shear bolts are now coming from China, and they have been for years. And they are not treated the same way that regular bolts are. So they shear off way faster than they should. So what I'm saying is they're weaker. And we have seen this condition over and over and over. So when you talk about, you know, nuts and bolts and those kinds of little tiny parts in an airplane, they're really important, extremely important. I remember we got on an airplane, you and I, and we flew up up north to our old university. And before we got on the plane, you know, it was landed in a field right behind behind our farm in Virginia, and we looked at, we did a pre-flight inspection. You know, we looked at the cables, the nuts, the bolts, and there's one little bolt that controls the rudder on a little single-engine airplane, quarter of an inch bolt, the same darn size as the shear bolt that we use on our bailer. And if that thing were to break, you can't fly.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, they're darn important. I mean, that's a long story about if you don't have the right strength bolts, bad things can happen. Engines can separate from transmissions. Drive shafts can come off. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen. And that's what happened with Ford, Bert. We were talking about Ford having Super Duty trucks, and they didn't heat treat the axles properly. And the axles would break, and the cars would go rolling off somewhere. When they were, you know, you park the truck, and all of a sudden it goes rolling because the axle breaks. These are real serious problems.
Yeah, and that's probably nothing you're going to detect from the outside. But interesting, Vince, you mentioned about inspecting the plane, and I don't know how far this goes back, maybe to early days of aviation, but the pilot himself, I mean, there's no regulation for this, but it's just customary for the pilot himself or herself to do a walk around the airplane to do a final inspection. And I noticed our friend did that. You'll see that, you know, even with airliners, the many pilots will just kind of do a walk around, and it's a custom in aviation to, and it certainly happens in the military, to look at your plane before you're the final guy and the final check. Vince, that leads us to another problem in transportation. Last week, we broke the story. Well, really, it was the week before, and then we followed up with a more in-depth last week about buses catching fire. In particular, we're talking about electric buses with electric, mostly lithium-ion batteries, spontaneously catching fire or catching fire while being charged. And Vince, I guess, I don't know, someone in the Biden administration was either listening to us or not listening to us, Vince, because they've decided to add an additional $500 million to make available to school districts to upgrade their school bus fleet from diesel to electric. We'll talk about this after the break. So Vince, instead of scaling back, pulling back, they just made an additional $500 million. This is on top of an earlier $1 billion the EPA just announced.
Bert, that's a 50% increase, and $500 million is half a billion, right? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, Bert, when before I get in the vehicle, I do a pre-flight inspection, just as we did with a small airplane. You know, with an airplane class, you feel the propeller. You feel for little tiny nicks. You look for little tiny cracks because that propeller is going to be spinning, oh, maybe 2,000 RPM. And it's a big, long piece of wood in many cases, and it can fall apart. It can break. And if it does, if part of the propeller falls off, the propeller will be imbalanced, and you won't be able to use that propeller. I've cut the engine off. And that's a real problem in itself as well. But, Bert, I do a walk around before I get in my vehicle, whether I'm leaving, whether I'm leaving the farm, or you know, if I'm at a parking space and I'm going to pull out of that parking space, before I get in my vehicle, I walk around, make sure there's no shopping carts, children, you know, baskets, make sure I don't have flat tires, you know, those kind of things. I always do that.
Yeah. So well, the problem, Vince, is if you have an electric vehicle, you can't see the batteries. They're hidden, tucked under the car in compartments. So you can't see if one of them's leaking or one of them's starting to catch fire, getting super hot. The car, in many cases, has sensors, but if you're not in it, you're not hearing the sensors. So, Vince, I still have a hard time wrapping my head around this, but this is the announcement from the EPA, and I'm quoting this verbatim. Quote, thanks to President Biden's Investing in America agenda, more students, more teachers, more staff are breathing easier this school year, as brand-new, clean school buses are hitting the road in communities across America, unquote, EPA Administrator Michael Regan said. Quote, we see incredible demand for this program from school districts that want to benefit from the transition to cleaner school buses, leading to cost savings for the districts and better air quality and less pollution, unquote. Vince, all the buses from a bankrupt manufacturer, Proterra, and they were some of the buses we talked about out in Wyoming that caught fire. Well, all over the country, they've completely taken, no matter where the bus was, they've taken those buses out of service. But there was a pretty bad fire in Jackson, Wyoming, and they thought they were so cool putting these buses in there. Well, now, you know, they got a financial problem for Jackson, not to mention a literal problem for buses burning apart. And Vince, the other interesting thing about Proterra is, wow, what a coincidence. The current energy secretary was an investor in that company, and I guess she thought she was going to make a lot of money. Probably not so much now. Vince, company was called Proterra, completely bankrupt. Jennifer Granholm even maintained her stake in the company after being confirmed as energy secretary by Biden in 2021. So here she is. You're supposed to divest these kind of things, Vince, if class doesn't know, if you go to work for the federal government. But as the energy secretary, she directed all these policies, and she probably did get out in time because before the company went bankrupt, she amounted capital gains, they're estimating, between $1.5 million and $2 million, which, Vince, that's, I don't know, have you ever owned a stock where you made $1.5 million capital gain on buying it and selling it, you know, the right time? You do that all the time, right?
Hillary Clinton used to do it all the time.
Oh, of course. Oh, she was a wizard. And you know how they did it with Hillary is the manager of the futures, he'd have several clients and he'd run through like 100 trades. So Vince, you just throw darts and run 100 futures trades. Some will make money, some won't. And he just allocated all the ones that made the most money to Hillary's account. That's how she did it, amongst other ways.
Yeah.
So Vince, this is going. We're subsidizing electric buses, and despite the fire, so this is despite all the fires, despite this company going bankrupt, they're adding $500 million to this fund for schools to buy electric buses.
This is the same administration that refused to build the wall, then took apart the wall, and then sold pieces of the wall and said, we better build a wall. That's the same administration we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we already know there's been fires in not just school buses, all types of buses all around the country.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Keep it.
God, you're take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
First of all, Brett, I just want to make sure our class understands that when I was talking about these shear bolts, I was talking about the kind that you can buy in bins at the hardware store, big box stores, and they sell them by the pound. And there's no sign that says, make in China. There's no sign that says second rate. There's no sign that says weak steel. There's no sign that is an indicator that these are substandard in many, many cases. So I just wanted to let the class know that that's what I was talking about. When you used to buy shear bolts, they were made in America, and they were of uniform hardness, uniform strength, and you could count on them. These, you can't count on them. You go brand by brand by brand, and you can't even really figure out who's making them. But we do know they're made in China, the ones that I'm talking about that are substandard.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the concern there. And, Brett, I want to mention one other thing. Brett was on with us, and he was talking about wanting to move to a rural part of America from New York State. And I was on the phone with a realtor last night, a friend of ours. And she's been in the real estate business for many, many, many years, decades. Her name is Frieda Brackett, F-R-E-I-F-R-E-I-D-A, Brackett, B-R-A-C-K-E-T-T. And I'm going to give out her phone number. Now, class, if you are interested in real estate in our neck of the woods in Missouri, where I am, this is where Frieda specializes. And she knows of some properties that are not on the market that you may be able to buy. So if you're interested, now, please don't call her unless you're absolutely serious. Please don't waste her time. She's very, very busy. She's a farmer, just like I am. And I'm going to give you her number. This is her private phone number, and I have permission to give this to you. 417-531-0119. 417-531-0119. And keep in mind, she's in the central time zone here in Missouri, so no calls before 9 o'clock in the morning, no calls after 9 o'clock in the evening. And that's just being polite. Okay, y'all know that. Doesn't need to be said, but I thought I'd say it anyway. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, so we're talking about these fires, and I think a lot of people are saying, well, why are these fires happening? You know, can you get into it technically on what's going on? And so I guess, first of all, let's say that the lithium battery, the way they're manufactured, it's a bunch of small cells put together. So it's not like your car has one big battery underneath. It's you can think of it more like, 500 D cells or something like that. I mean, that's not what it is, but something like that. Sometimes there's, anywhere from 40 or 50 or 100 cells in what they call a megapack. So, they haven't really perfected them, Vince, because what happens is, as they're being charged, they create some gases. And they're actually, Vince, there's, there's actually hydrogen gas involved in this, because what happens is if they get hot and start to catch fire and you pour water on them, you actually produce hydrogen gas, which makes the fire more intense. So if you're one, so what happens is there's just minor defects, problems we don't quite understand, and just one of those cells can start heating up and catch fire and lead to the other cells. And then the fire department comes, starts spraying water, actually creates hydrogen, and then the fire becomes more intense, if you know what happens when you have a hydrogen balloon that catches fire. So they're trying to tell fire departments to either don't use water or use so much water that you basically flooded the car, one or the other. But normally just spraying some water, it doesn't cut it. Now, will a fire extinguisher work? Maybe. But most of these fires take over a day to extinguish. And apparently, in the Tesla Model 3 response guide, they're actually quoted as, in their warnings, say that battery fires can take 24 hours to extinguish. Consider allowing your battery to burn while protecting exposures. So that's in the manual when you buy a Tesla 3, Vince. Now the other problem is that when they pour water on the batteries, the water can actually become conductive, because it won't be pure water. It'll pick up stuff that, from the fire, and it'll actually create its own short circuits to make even more of the battery catch fire. So the bottom line is they shouldn't be using water to put out these fires. And, well, Vince, we shouldn't, we either need to perfect this or find something else other than lithium ion, because I don't understand why these cars and buses are still being built with batteries that have killed so many people already. But I wanted to get a little bit into the technology because some people are wondering, you know, what is it? You know, why, you know, just being electric shouldn't cause fires. What is it? Well, you have to get into the lithium ion cell to understand why these fires are happening. And they're much more likely to happen when they're fully charged or when they're being charged than when they're discharged.
So, Brett, as you were describing this, something was coming to mind, and, you know, I was thinking about your place out there in California and in Silicon Valley. As far as I remember, you don't have a multi-story parking garage where you stack cars, you know, four, five, six stories high. And I don't either. But I've been to them. I have been to these parking garages where you go in one way and you drive around and around and around and you keep going higher and higher and higher in a corkscrew kind of a fashion, you know, up to where you can find a parking space. And I'm thinking, if one of these electric cars catches fire in one of these parking garages, you know, on not the first floor, but actually it doesn't even matter what floor, you could be trapped there. And it could be very, very difficult to get out. Now, a lot of these parking garages have stairs, but can you get to the stairs? This is a real potential for mass deaths in a parking garage because of an electric vehicle, as I see it. That's just my opinion. Class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear at USA Prepares or anywhere else in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Bert, can you see this in your mind's eye?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that for whatever reason, they haven't been able to perfect it. I mean, one of these cells will basically overheat, and you would think they'd have the technology to just immediately, like, bypass that cell. You know, you can't short-circuit it because that's dangerous, but somehow bypass it, you know, open it up, and then if it's in series in the way the cells are aligned, just somehow short across it without actually shorting that cell out. So for whatever reason, they haven't been able to prevent these fires. And you would think that they're so dangerous and so many people dying that they would perfect the technology or at least use a different battery technology temporarily until they can solve this. But then they keep wanting to use lithium ion.
As far as I can tell, there are thousands of these little cells. And as you said, like D cells from the old flashlights, and they're all wired together.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, the reason that I did not go with lithium when I was trying to make a decision as to what kind of battery chemistry we wanted to go with here at the farm, the reason I didn't go with lithium was because the charge controller is really, really complicated because it has to look at each cell individually and charge accordingly because of these problems that you're talking about with overheating. Now, if you look at a 12-volt automotive battery under the hood of a gasoline or diesel-powered vehicle, there are six cells at a little over 2 volts apiece. And that battery, when it's being charged by the alternator, is not being looked at as six individual cells. It's being looked at as an entire battery, as one unit. And it charges based on the voltage of the entire unit, not the voltage of each individual cell. So it's less complicated to charge a automotive 12-volt battery than it is to charge a battery bank in an electric vehicle. So that's another layer of complexity that I don't think people are talking about. Now, about a week ago, you mentioned Rivian, the electric truck company. And they make an electric truck. And I was reading a story about this guy who he had a little accident. And the left rear bumper was dinged in a little bit, and so was the left corner. Not a lot of damage, just a very small amount of damage. And the cost to repair it, the estimate was $41,000, because it's so complicated. You know, what's under all these pieces of plastic and metal. I don't think people are paying attention to those kinds of things. I don't even think they even ask those questions. But so, you know, somebody backs into you in a parking lot, is it going to cost $41,000 to get that dent removed? That's what we're hearing. That's what we're seeing. So the level of complexity of these electric vehicles is way more than we understand. At the software level, the hardware level, at the integration level. And that's a concern to me. I want it simple. I want it so simple, Bert. If I want my windows to go up in my truck, you know, I've got this crank. I actually have to turn it. If I want my seat to go forward, I have to reach under it. And there's a little bar there. I pull up on the bar and I scoot the seat forward or backward. And that adjusts my seat. And if I want the seat back to go a little forward or a little back, you know, for comfort, there's a lever. And I have to move it. And I have to adjust it manually. And if I want my mirrors to be adjusted, I have to do that manually too. You know, reach out there, put the window down, roll the window down, and adjust my mirrors. But the interesting thing about it is the electric motors in the mirrors don't break. The electric heaters in the mirrors don't break because I don't have them. I don't have an electric heater in the mirrors. I don't have electric heaters in the seats. Really simple. But the truck keeps working because those things don't break and they don't fall off because I don't have them. Do I hear silence?
No, Vince. And by the way, when I was mentioning how many cells it was actually packed, so the number of cells reaches into the thousands. So think about it. If you have 2,000 or 5,000 cells, that just one of those can be bad and end up sparking the fire.
Yeah, and that means if you want to measure the voltage or the charge of each cell, you have to have at least one wire or at least one trace of a circuit board to going to that, so you can measure
your
the
health
voltage.
With hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, I keep going back to these substandard bolts in this fraudulent case that you were talking about in the beginning of class today. I just want to share with the class that we have this tractor, and it's the one I use for baling, and it has a shaft that uses a shear bolt to protect the chain drive and the gears and those kinds of things from, and bearings and belts from too much torque from the engine. So it's designed to shear, as I mentioned, to prevent a major failure. And I carry with me in the cab of this tractor, and it's three steps to climb into this tractor, so it's real tall. It's 100 horsepower. I carry a mayonnaise jar with about 100, no exaggeration, of these 2-inch long bolts that have a quarter inch diameter of the actual bolt. So about 100 bolts and nuts and two small 7/16 wrenches to install these. And I drive along, I'm baling hay, and the shear bolt breaks. Get out, shut off the tractor, replace the shear bolt, climb back up into the cab, try to spin that PTO shaft, and it breaks. The bolt, shear bolts break and break and break and break. And I might go through 20 of them at a time when I'm baling hay. It's crazy. And this does not have to happen. We used to have quality parts in the United States. And if John Deere, and it's a John Deere baler, if John Deere said to any customer, well, this has a shear bolt protection system, and you're probably going to go through about 20 shear bolts, you know, when you're baling hay for the day, nobody would buy that baler. Nobody. The problem is, where do you get shear bolts that aren't made in China? That's the problem. So now we're finding that all kinds of parts are breaking on cars. All kinds. Bert, this is unbelievable. I know you've replaced brake pads in cars in the past, the front brake pads, and you just go to the store, big box store, buy a set of brake pads, and you spread the piston outward on the caliper on that, and you put the pads in. Well, now the brake pads are made in China, and they don't fit. you actually have to go to a grinder and grind the backing metal of the brake pads for American cars. You actually have to hand fit each one. So, brand new brake pads. This is what's happening. Substandard stuff coming from China. And I don't think people understand how bad it is. It's terrible. It really is. So, do you really want your mechanic grinding and hand-fitting brake pads? Or do you expect them to be perfect from the factory so they're going to fit?
Yeah, but how can someone prevent getting that? I mean, can you depend on your local auto supplier to,
No.
I mean, how do you know? What can you do? I guess that's the question.
Okay.
What can the average person do?
I don't know at this point. I'll tell you what here's what happens. So there are typically three categories or grades of brake pads, and we'll call them good, better, and best. And the good ones that sell for the least amount, those are the ones I like. And it's not because they sell for the least amount of money. It's because they're softer. And the softer brake pads are less aggressive, and they don't beat up the disc rotors as quickly. So the rotors last longer. And the brake pads are typically lifetime guarantee. It doesn't really matter very much what kind you buy. They're all lifetime guarantee. Good, better, and best. So, you know, there might be a $10 difference between the good, better, and best. But I buy the good ones, the cheapest ones, if you will, because they're the easiest on the rotors. And I don't want to replace rotors. I don't mind replacing pads. I just don't want to replace the rotors. So what's happening is the good ones don't fit, but the best ones do. So I think the big box auto stores are training the people that if you want to put brake pads on that fit, you're going to have to buy the most expensive ones. And I don't want to do it because they beat up the rotors. That's where we are today. So, Bert, you know, we've been conditioned. We've had these massive price increases on, you know, specific items over time, over the last 3 years. The price will go up, and people go, whoa, that's wow. And then they get used to that new high price. And then they think that's normal. Well, what this is doing is it's conditioning us that the less expensive brake pads, which used to be perfect, are unacceptable because they don't fit. So now we're going to spend, you know, way more for the ones that do fit. And they are brutal on the disc rotors. So now the companies that make the brake pads and the rotors are now selling more expensive pads, and they're selling replacement rotors more often because the rotors are being worn out by the more expensive pads. It's nuts.
Yeah. How many times can you true a rotor? Whatever the word would be.
It's called resurfacing?
Yeah. How many times can you resurface a rotor before you have to replace it?
Okay. The rotors have a minimum thickness, and it's stamped on the rotors. So you take a dial caliper and you find out how thin it's worn out. Well, how thin it's worn. And you don't go below that for many, many reasons. But the point is, I don't know. And I've never seen a rotor that's resurfaced that's actually true anymore. Now, you get them resurfaced, then they wobble. So we don't do that. Actually wobble. I mean, there's material usually that you can resurface them, but they don't work because they're not true, and you'll feel pulsation in the brake pad or brake pedal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.